The Telling Month of October, Part 1, Sleep. Preparing for a healthy, happy holiday season doesn't start in November. Believe it or not, it starts now, in October. As a matter of fact, I like to call October the telling month because you can tell a lot about how successful a person might be at managing their health throughout the holidays based on how they run their October. I found that those who fight the urge to let themselves go in October have a much better foundation to build on when January rolls around. You know, the month when everyone wants to get serious about their health. And building a foundation of healthy best practices starts now, because I believe that the better you're able to manage your health in October, the better prepared you'll be when the big temptations arise during the holidays. So over the next 4 weeks, I'm going to share with you one important and totally doable suggestion per week around each health habit you'll want to stay on top of this month: sleep, food, mood, and exercise. And I hope you carry these healthy habits into the holidays. So today, let's start with sleep. You know, a little over 2 years ago, my partner and I moved to Vancouver, Canada. And as with any long-distance move, we had to find a new accountant, a dentist, an optometrist, to name a few, as well as a new hairdresser, of course. Well, after one unsatisfactory haircut, I tried another person, and I really liked him. He's from Ottawa, which is located on the eastern side of Canada, directly north of the state of New York. Recently, when I was getting my haircut, he was telling me how winters in Vancouver are, quote-unquote, wimpy compared to winters in Ottawa. He said, "The snow may fall a little in Vancouver, but then it's gone for a day." I told him that I'm from Southern California, so what he considers a quote-unquote wimpy winter, I'm probably going to consider intense. I told him, in Los Angeles, where I've lived all my life, we rarely see rain, let alone snow, so living here in Vancouver will be an adjustment for me when it starts to get cold and rainy for months on end. He came back with what he thought was the obvious answer to my winter concern. Well, that's when you just stay inside and watch a lot of Netflix. Well, as he continued chopping at my hair, I smiled to let him know that I heard him. But inside, all I could think was, I don't want to do that. I don't want that to be me. At the same time, I can see how that's an easy go-to. I'd better be careful of that. So here's the thing. Whether it's a small sweet after dinner one time that slowly leads to having something every night, to finding an excuse for exercise that leads to coming up with a reason you can't every day, to, yes, turning on an hour of Netflix every night into two or three or more, that's how bad habits form. And they're not necessarily done intentionally, but subtly, one day or one night at a time. As the days continue to get shorter, it's going to get easier and easier to grab a comfy seat on the couch and a warm blanket and use the longer evenings to stay in and watch more TV or go online more, basically more screen time. Let me just say that this warning is just as much for me as it might be for you, because the days are going to get really short in Vancouver. Not Alaska short, but still pretty short. And it's a much different experience than I had in California, where things don't change so much. But that's not all. It's going to get really cold here for me, which will mean that I'm going to find myself indoors more, but again, I don't want to use that time for more Netflix or web surfing or social media. So this means that I need to prepare for the winter so that I don't lose track of the healthy journey that I'm on. And my suggestion to myself, and for you if it resonates, is more book time, less screen time. Shutting off the TV and opening a book not only means the chance for a better night's sleep, since we know that blue light coming from our screens hinders sleep, but reading is an opportunity for us to slow our minds down, reduce stress, and improve memory, focus, and concentration. Who can use a little more of that, right? So whatever type of books you fancy, A book before bed will do your mind, body, and sleep habits good. Plus, if you're anything like me, you have books you bought years ago that you wanted to read and still do, but you've yet to open those fresh, crisp pages. Well, October is a great time to dive into those books. Keep in mind that improving your sleep and lowering your stress also increases your ability to make better food choices, and you're also less likely to come up with an excuse for not exercising. So this means powering down the TV or any screen a little earlier and opening a good book at night. This can be the difference between feeling fat and frumpy and lazy come November and December, or having a healthy and happy holiday season. Again, it starts now in October. Are you ready to start building a healthy foundation for the holidays? Well, in the next few weeks, we'll continue to build on this. So start this practice of more book time and less screen time this week. And you might need to remind yourself, so put a post-it on your TV or iPad or phone or whatever screen you might be tempted to spend too long on tonight. With that, next week, we're going to talk about food. And keep in mind that I'm doing all of this too, and I'm looking forward to doing it with you too. Let's do it together. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.